Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
You're on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, 657 AM. This is where you are at, and it is just for you, with you up until 11 o'clock. Played Dr. Inga Mkalili out with the sounds of Lebohang Khapola featuring Bongi Tamant, Cairo, and Shani, and the song Never Fail. Our God never fails. Our God never fails. Shalom Jay. Our God never fails. And he keeps his word above all things. And we need to just trust his word and trust him. I am so excited at this moment and time. I'm talking to a queen I haven't spoken to in months. Or is it already a year?
You never know.
I'm not quite sure. Talking to Pastor Miriam Mashego, how are you?
Hi, my darling, darling, darling. How are you doing? Are you
I am blessed of the Lord, and I'm so excited. And I think you deserve this. You deserve that. Yeah. Yeah, boo. I think that's what you deserve. Welcome back, ma.
Thank you, my darling. How are you doing?
I see you traveling, going to Malawi, or were you in Kenya? Oh, my.
I was in Uganda. I was in Uganda.
It means Malawi is coming and Kenya is coming.
Kenya is coming. You know, international gates. I don't know how to rappel. God opened the international gates.
Yes.
I understand.
And he said he will give us the nations, didn't he?
That's the thing. You know, God doesn't have any limits and boundaries, you know, and habata for you to reach the nations, he just opens doors and no one can close them.
Yeah.
But I think it's good. And the fact that you've given me an enough break, you know, I'm doing my best. Right, so it's hectic, but we are here, but we still do the Lord's work. It's important that we prioritize. Hey?
Yeah, and you're traveling everywhere in South Africa.
That's the thing. And this morning when you called, I'm like, I'm in PE, and it's hectic.
Yeah, may the Lord keep giving you these nations. Not so long you were in China. You should please put Radio Pulpit in your pocket one day. You know, let's go with you.
God is good, right?
God is so good. And on this Women's Month, we are learning how to starve screen time overload and feeding on the Word of God. I always tell the family and of one illustration that I saw, a cartoon that I saw on Facebook some years back. I think I saved it somewhere in my files, in my laptop somewhere, of a sheep. A sheep, the sheep, you know, is imfu, the sheep. The sheep is wearing headphones, looking into the cell phone, and they are sitting on a beach kind of setup, and they are sipping on something. And I won't tell what social media platform logo was on the phone. And the sheep is holding the headphones on the other side and asking themselves a question: Where is my master? I haven't heard the shepherd in a long time.
Wow!
And the shepherd is behind him, not far away from him. And the shepherd, you can see the hands of a shepherd speaking, but the sheep can't hear. Because
the focus and earphones and headphones and God and screen time overload, right?
And we sing and we say Ziamazumelo si. We say Ziamazumelo si. They know the Lord Jesus Christ says, "My sheep know my voice." But now the sheep doesn't hear the voice of the shepherd. And somebody says, If you know in the past how and why would David talk and liken us to sheep, and why the Bible liken us into sheep, is because back then the Israelites, back then the Jews, the Hebrews would have their sheep in one kraal. I don't know if they call it kraal for sheep, but they would be in one space, and they would be Pastor Miriam's, Enika's, Sbongile's, Andile's. But in the morning, each one, when the shepherd goes out, he says something, and the sheep know that that is Enika's voice, that is Pastor Miriam's voice, and the sheep that are allocated for Pastor, those that came with Pastor Madam, they go out, follow her. Those that came with Swangile, they go out, follow her. Because the shepherd would spend time with them, keep them with them. When they are hurt, put them on their on his neck, bind their, I don't know if it's a, what do you call it with the sheep, but, you know, bind their wounds. And also, the sheep knew the smell of the shepherd. And now, who is shepherding us? We have social media platforms. We started with TV some years back. Then laptops came and tablets. And now, everything is there.
Yeah, and Sibongile, maybe we need to start and give a context to this about technology. That technology is not bad. Mm. You know, the church needs creators. The church needs artists and technologists, not just because technology can tell a story, but because technology is actually part of God's story.
Mm.
You know, when we open up the scriptures, we'll find that human creativity is part of that. When we open the Bible to the very first chapter, the very first thing that we see is that we are introduced to God. And the verb it says he is the creator.
Mm.
And as Genesis unfolds, it talks about flying things flying and swimming things swimming. It says that God, we are God's image bearers.
Mm.
So we could talk about that for quite a while. But one of these things that we do as image bearers is to be creators.
All
and
right.
We make things, you know. And in the opening of Genesis, we also see how God created the whole world and call it good. You know, on the sixth day, the Bible says he created man and then pronounced creation very good. And when God created humanity in his image, he established that work as God. And in Genesis 2:15, he placed Adam into the garden to work and keep it. He gave Adam and Eve the ability to create and cultivate, differentiating them from the rest of the creation.
Mm.
So this is now how he created us, that we are also creators. But while the fall altered the entire world and man's relationship to God, it did not change the necessity for us to create in order to fulfill our responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
So early technology was used to assist in this and was most likely in the form of tools used to cultivate the ground. And before fall, these tools were used solely for our good and for the glory of the Creator. Now, however, we often use the skills that God has given us to do things that despises him.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, how do we use this technology? Do we use technology for the glory of God or against God? Because you know that technology is fast, and we understand that this tool, a technology, and helps us, and we can see good and bad from technology.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it depends on which angle or how you use this technology that God has given us, because it was created by man, because God has created us to be creative in nature.
Yeah.
So technology is not bad.
Mm.
It is how we use this technology. I love the picture that you've just given me now of the lamp sitting at the beach and putting earphones and looking, focusing on the gadget.
Mm.
The question is, would you then hear even when you are in danger, if you are in around that area where there is so much, you know, at stake that you can't even hear anything or see anything because your eyes are focused on the gadget?
Mm.
The gadget is not bad on its own, because I know that sometimes when I jog, I would listen to a sermon while jogging.
Mm.
For me, it's my intimate time with God, because I'm listening, or I'm listening to prayers, or I'm listening to a sermon, or I'm worshiping, and I'm using headphones and my phone. But we need boundaries.
Yeah.
And we need boundaries in everything that we do. The question is, are we able to do that, to have boundaries by using technology. And another thing is, as parents, do we even have control? And are we able to assist our children to also have boundaries and know that there is a time and a season for every activity under the sun? Or do we just leave them be? Because I've seen, I've visited one family, I'm not even going to say it, and if they hear me, it's fine, where the daughter is now being parented by the phone. You know, you give your child this story time, and they're cartoons that parents would love for their children. And the children would, his eyes or he will be glued on that gadget the whole day, because now it is giving the mom enough chance to just gallivant and do whatever she wants. Whenever she wants to do anything, she takes the gadget and gives it to the child. And the child is so glued on that gadget for hours, Sibongile, for hours, that when you take that gadget, she will scream and kick until you give it back to her. And the question is, who is parenting that child? Because we as parents are given the responsibility to train the child in the ways of God and to give boundaries to these children. If we are not doing that, we then, what do we expect out of our children? And this is what we talk about, screen time overload. Where we need now to set boundaries. Even in families, and most families, they don't even sit together or eat together. Even watching TV these days. I mean, I see in my house, I'm not saying I'm squeaky clean myself. I see in my house that sometimes when the girls are at home, because most of both of them have left home and I'm home alone, you know, when they visit or when they come for the weekend, half of the time we would say, okay, let's watch a movie together. We'll put in the movie. But half of the time we are distracted by TikTok. We are distracted by something else. We are distracted by, oh, mom's trying to check this. Oh, my God, listen to this one. You know, and then we end up not even finishing the movie. Why? Because we are distracted by this gadget. These are nice gadgets, but then they're depriving us time to be together as families, to be together, you know, as communities.
I was looking at another person who is, he was joking about it, but I saw the seriousness of it. And this is what happens now. You have your television on, you come with your laptop, you come with your cell phone, you are busy. You're watching a movie. You're watching something that's happening on TV. You're busy on your laptop and also on your phone. And at some point, you are done with the laptop. You pack it. You're watching and you're talking to someone in the house. You are together in that space. But at the end of the day, you're not together. There is that, there's no fellowship.
Yeah, that's the thing. And this is what I'm talking about. Boundaries and self-control, you know.
And also there's a research that was made on children who now they cannot get, they cannot do without a fix. They need a fix from a gadget to an extent that they show signs of a person who is on alcohol or on drugs and at a very tender age. When you look at that, when I saw that that research and I saw those children and how parents are trying now to wean them out of that space, that kind of a setup, I asked myself, what about us? What about us? We are in church. We're using our cell phones now. when Pastor Miriam says open to the book of Galatians, we open on our phones. But that's not the only thing we will open there. WhatsApp messages are coming in. We are on TikTok. We are on Facebook. Now, at the end of the day, God is mixed up with all of that. You are praying. We are praying on WhatsApps now. We gather there in that space. We are all praying, but you know, you are also busy typing this, responding to that. How do we then stop? How do we come out? Because we need to hear the Lord's voice. How do we fight this? Still be relevant into the world, still use this tool for His glory, still use this tool to push the agenda of the kingdom of God, but also being careful that it doesn't consume us. Most of us, we are already consumed, Muruti.
Yeah, I like the what you are saying, because remember also during COVID, technology assisted us in communing, even if it was online.
Uh-huh.
You know, because at that time we were prevented from meeting physically or face to face, but then we would meet online, and we used that tool for God's glory, to talk about God, to discuss and to fellowship together online, which was a good way of using technology for God's glory. And that's an example that I wanted to set, that you can actually use technology and that the gadgets that we have for God's glory, because I could actually access the service on Sunday on my phone or on my laptop and listen to the sermon and actually comment and you know, instead of me being physically at churches and saying glory, glory, I would just type text glory. But my focus need to be there. Because remember Proverbs 25:28 says, a man without self-control is like a city broken into and left without walls.
Hmm.
The onus is on us as human beings to have self-control and boundaries. We need walls and boundaries to keep technology in the proper place. And the children need their parents to set those boundaries, you know, long before they're making their own choices. We need to help these children understand that technology is a good gift from God, but it needs to be enjoyed in moderation as a parent. You know, when sometimes I remember when my Bongi was growing, I was still growing up, we would go to church and she would be on her phone, and I would incite the church and I would say, you can't do this here. Because your attention is divided. As a parent, I needed to do that, because it is my responsibility as a mom to bring my children in the ways of God, and also to teach them boundaries and discipline and self-control, that, you know what, we are going in church, it's only 2 hours. I guess you can actually close your phone for 2 hours and just listen to what God is saying.
Mm.
Even if it means after coming out of church, when we get into the car, the first thing you do, we don't even discuss the sermon, you switch on your phone, it's fine.
Mm.
But there are boundaries, and we should be able to set up those parameters and help our children concentrate. Because now most of the children can't even concentrate in classes.
Mm.
And that's why we have a high failure rate, because our children, even in class, they can't concentrate. They are on the phone.
Mm.
So we need to help them to cultivate that culture that there are priorities and boundaries.
All right.
Well, how much time should you spend on your gadget, and how much time should you spend on your books and God's purpose? Yeah.
Let's take a family member and then come back. Okay, I was about to take your call because I saw you calling in, but I'm not quite sure. When I respond, it gives me a dialing tone. But now, Murid, we are struggling ourselves. We ourselves are struggling. How do we help the young ones as well? Whilst we are struggling, we need to win self first, because our children do what they see us do. But just hold it right there. Let's take a family member on the line. Hi, family. How are you?
Good morning, family. How are you?
Well, and you, Brother Anonymous?
Oh, yes. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for such a wonderful, wonderful topic. Hey, you know what? Hey, these are very, very interesting times we're living in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my personal take in the entire thing of this entire things of gadgets and devices, I believe that there's more bad than good in these social media devices. Because if you look at them, the introduction of them in our schools has brought more bad, has brought more ill discipline, has brought more disrespect, has brought more conflict, has brought more negativity overall than any positive aspect of things. So if I were a parent, my children, I'll keep them away from these devices. I'll keep them away from social media until they're 21 years of age.
Mm.
The reason being, if you remember, there was a pastor, I think it's a doctor or pastor, I'm not sure, from America, who did some research about the effect of social media apps, et cetera, et cetera, on the brain. He said, you know, it stimulates the same, the brain.
Yes, centers, the exciting like hormones.
Narcotics, et cetera. Yes.
Yes.
So I will never hand over a device, a drug type of device in the form of an electronic device to my children. So I say no. I say there must be a new, clean, device-free generation. We must push for it as much as we can. There'll be holiness because, trust me, the devil is in the device. May God bless you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brother Anonymous. Thank you so much. Hey, Brother Anonymous says, no devices, especially to the children. Hold it. Keep them there until they are 21. Now, I've seen there are parents now who are doing that. They are weaning their children. So the children know that throughout the week, there's no cell phone. You're using the laptop or whatever tablet for school. And after school project, we take it, we possess it, we put it in somewhere else. Because as he says, at the end of the day, it's like a drug. And yes, there's a doctor who did mention that it excites our dopamine. I think it's called the dopamine hormone. So, sure, Dr. Brother Anonymous, let us come back to you. Let's go to another family member. Hi, family. How are you?
I'm blessed beyond measure. How are you, Sister Spoon?
I am blessed, Babu Nkosi. Welcome.
Amen. Sister Spoon.
Yes, sir.
No, Sisi lapho.
Yes.
Yeah. Yabona lento ikhulumile sisibongile inkala ukuthi icrep ukuthi kuhanjwa legege yabona kumamayo nakubabayo ukuthi kuhanjwa legege angeke sithi abantwana abayeke ama gadgets thina uma sibe emisebenzini sihlala kuma gadget wethu asikhulumisani nokukhulumisana la endlini noma umntwana enza into ewrong uzombona nini ngoba ubheke
kanjani
sithi sibongile ayicale lakithi let ilungiswe yithi ya uma ukhulisa ingane ikakhulu ise high school ngcono mani uthenga ipopopo
le popotay Yes, the only one that uses SMS and calls. But Babu Nkosi forgot, Murit. Babu Nkosi forgot, and Babu Nkosi, you forgot that even Lipopotan, with just an SMS, we had ways of staying on that thing for hours. Maringon, Maraining, going on.
I just got to put that up going on. Yeah, I got to put that up on my Facebook one. Ever going on, spong it.
Eh,
it's got the Sibana sent him so cool, must of talk. Hey, man, just sick.
Yeah, sure.
Come on, you pay if on yak.
Yeah, even in the house, Babu Nkosi, where you have dished up. You don't go, Miriam. No, you're like, Miriam, come. Yes. It's dinner time.
That's so true.
That's so true. This is one of the things I'm going to go on our Facebook.
Eish.
I'm going to go cool.
Eish.
Cindy, let me.
Eish. Sibonga uJehova okusindisayo. Thank you, Babu Nkosi. Babu Nkosi says there's no way that a crab would learn how to walk if the small crab learns from the older one. So there's no way that they would not know how to walk without looking at their parents. So they do what their parents do. And he says, so it starts with us. It starts with us. And he says, if it goes to a push, why not buy those old phones where you can just have an SMS? But I'm also reminded that we had a way with those SMS phones, hey?
Yeah, that's so true.
We called it lollipop. We call it a lollipop phone, but we had ways, hey? We had ways of doing that. Let me quickly go back to Pastor Miriam. What do you advise us to do? Because we are the ones who are struggling. And after your comment on this, we'll take a break.
Yeah, I like what Anonymous said. You know, Deuteronomy 6 and verse 7 to 9 teaches, it reads as follows. You shall teach them diligently to your children and shall talk of them when you sit in the house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down and when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand and they shall be the frontlets between your eyes. You mm-hmm. shall write them on the doorstep of your house and on your gates. It means that the responsibility of teaching self-control, boundaries and limits, it is on the parents.
All right.
You shall as a parent. And how do you lead and teach your children? By example.
All right.
By modeling that.
Just hold it right there. We are coming back. We are coming back with Pastor Miriam. I'm just reminding the family that the Lord says He is holy and He's calling us into holiness. He wants a deeper relationship with us. And where are we? Where are we? Who is talking into our lives? Whose voice are we listening to? As much as we are doing His work, are we careful not to follow the other voices as well? Let's take the sounds of Mahalia Buchanan, Holy Most High. And when we come back, we are continuing. I will be reading some of the messages from family members, and then we are going to continue right there with Pastor Miriam. Actually, let me take this one. Holy is our God.
Umthandazo welungisa unamandla ngokugqibeleleyo. Radio Pulpit yakha umzansi Afrika nezizwe zonke ngomthandazo.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. You have breath this morning. Praise the Lord with your life, with your conduct, with everything, with your thoughts as well. And hey, who is influencing your thoughts? Who is in your thoughts? Who's speaking into your heart and speaking into your thoughts? For as a man thinketh, then that man is exactly like that. You're listening to Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, 657 AM. This is just for you, with you up until 11 o'clock. At 11 o'clock, we have Germany, Yanni Belsa with Perspective with us. But right now, I'm with Pastor Miriam Mashiko, and we are starving. We are learning. We've gone back to basics. We are saying, Lord, help us to starve screen time overload and feed on your word. And I just want to say, Renet, noted, Renet, and I think your surname is Everett, my queen. Thank you. That is noted. Thank you so much for that. Sometimes we are not even aware that we use that. We say that when we speak, but thank you. Noted. And let me just rush to some of the messages quickly by family members. Musia Mitlalang says, good morning, family. I'm on leave. Home alone and having cell phone on my hand, laptop on the table and watching TV. Eish. He's asking, is this a disease? This is a concern, Musiami. This is a concern. I'm in your own leave. What are you doing with all of that? Like, what are you doing with all of that? It's time, I think, for fellowship. But hey, you have your laptop on the table. Cell phone. Oh, may the Lord help us, mate. The Lord really help us, deliver us from the social media platforms and all that. Mabel says, thank you for the program. It's so informative and powerful. God help us for, is there no way to get a, okay, there is a way, there will be a podcast just after here, there will be a podcast, My Queen. And so you can just go to our website and download. You can also download that podcast and listen. So it's doable. You can get a copy of this. Frank Jacobs, hello, hello, hello again, Your Excellency. And let me go up. Let's hear what Nicolene, I'm not quite sure, but let's hear if Nicolene is talking to us.
Hi, Sibongile. I do agree with the caller that phoned in, and that's what we are doing at the moment with our daughter.
Mm.
We bought a smartwatch where she can text us and she can phone us, and that's it. She doesn't have a cell phone, and she will only give her a cell phone when she's about 21 or when she's over 18 and she can buy her own cell phone. She can do that. But then, you know, these kids are so... they go behind your back. The grandmother bought her a cell phone. And we found out about the cell phone and we took it. And we had to reprimand the grandma also.
Eish, Nicolette Khadebe. Nicolene, sorry. Nicolene Khadebe. It's a tough one. But thank you so much for sharing, because you're also encouraging us. You're also encouraging us that it's doable, especially with our children. We can do this. We can do this. Let them have the cell phone when they are 21 years old. They can see it at school with their others, and they have to do homework in the open where we see them. What are they using? The gadgets they need, we are there with them. And after they are done, take away. Carol says, good morning, family. Listening with keen interest. We'll need, there will be a podcast after here. Our podcast star, Avuti Jack, makes sure that we get these. Giba, to see Giba Emerentia, it puts a smile everywhere in my soul and everything. We've gone to school together, so it's always awesome to see you, my queen. She says, thank you so much for such a wonderful topic. Stay blessed. May God awesomely bless you. And she also greets Pastor Miriam and the family. Matlokomelo says social media is dangerous for the children of God if you use it without responsibility. So let us use it for the glory of God. This is Lucy from Lesotho. Wow. Hello, Lesotho. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for also connecting and talking to us. Yes, it is dangerous. It's a good space. But it's also dangerous. I think most of us never knew that we can be addicted until we were addicted on social media, because we were able to resist being addicted to anything else, like substance. But we find ourselves addicted to social media platforms. Some are also addicted to soapies. They know every soapy. Some are addicted to reality shows. Now, what's more disturbing is that now you find your TV has now all these platforms. I'm not going to mention them. All these social media platforms. You can even find Google there. You can find and get this and get that. And you also find your phone has TV. We have TV now on our phones. So during the day you are at work, Mara, you're checking your favorite series. What's happening right there? By the time you should be studying the Word of God, you are exhausted. How do you discipline and become responsible, as Lucy says? Because that's where the challenge is. Babunkosi said, our children do what they see us do. How do we ourselves, starting with me as Usbongile, because now you find a situation where you take your cell phone, you take your laptop, you sit with your child, and you will be scrolling. Before you know it, it's 3 a.m. and it's you and your child, or it was a Saturday where you could have fellowshipped together, gone out, had ice cream, talked about the important things in their lives and yours and all that. But you don't do that. You have been on the television or on your gadget for hours and hours on. So how do we become responsible, as Lucy says, and how do we discipline ourselves?
I think charity begins at home, There's a scripture that I want to read before I even respond to that. Mm. It says the screen, and it's in 1 Corinthians 10:23. It says, all things are lawful, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful, but not all things build up. Not all things build up. So we must come to a point where we see that while screen time is not sinful, it doesn't build us up when we let it take over our lives. We need to set limits on the screen time, especially parents. Parents need to do that for their children. Families need to learn that too much screen time can prevent us from enjoying other God gifts or good gifts that God has given us, like your friends' books and playing outside. You know, so it is important that we set limits for the use of the screen time. You start with yourself. When do you actually pray? Do you even have a program, or do you have a daily timetable of what to do? I know with me, because I'm studying, I know that when I get home, I would be on TV or idling because I'll get out of the mood of work, you know, and instead of idling, I would watch TikTok and I would laugh, you know, but I've got limits, and I would say I would do that up until 6. And then from 6 to 7, it's like I food, dinner and all that. From 7 up until 11, it's study time. So unless you set up your own timetable, and then you say now from what time to what time, this is time that I dedicate only for God, no interference, and I switch off my phone. Because how do you then study and concentrate if your phone is not on silent? Because people write messages time and again, and they want your response time and again. So you need to set your own boundaries and tell yourself, how do you now create the tech-free time? When are you off technology? When are you off tech? You need to do that. We need to have boundaries, because not everything is helpful. Ask yourself, is this thing, how is it even building me up for me to always be online? Because people would now complain and say, yeah, I called you 5 hours
ago.
You were
online.
You understand. You were online, but you didn't take my call. No, you were. I muted my phone. I muted my phone. I don't want to take any calls because I had my me time. And the question is, when is your me time, number one? When is your time with God? Do you even have that time? When is time for you and your books if you're studying? When do you have time for you and your family? So you need to set boundaries and set time out of technology. Unless you do that, you will never be disciplined, because remember, God has given us self-control, and everything needs to be enjoyed in moderation, Swamile. The Bible says in Proverbs 25:28, a man without self-control is like a city broken into and left without walls. Are you that city, or do you have boundaries? Can you create boundaries around yourself and your family and say, I like the previous caller that says, we took actually technology away from our children, and we said, that's setting boundaries and saying their priorities. What is your priority? You know, because the Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things will. When do you seek the kingdom? How do you prioritize your life? You know, because as a child of God, you must have limits. God has given you self-control.
Sure. Nuruti, let me acknowledge Dolores. Dolores, I missed your message there earlier. Dolores, word hail. Hello to you, saying amen and amen. Thank you for sharing. And Ntate Mosiami Tlalang is back, saying thank you for today's eye-opening discussion. It made me realize the potential distractions of using gadgets as Bibles. Imagine reading from a gadget during a sermon and a silly ad pops up. It happens! It happens. It happens. Okay. And then he says, as Matthew 6:21 says, for where your treasure is, yo, Ntate Mosiami, there your heart will be also. Because as he's saying this, I was talking also about when we do prayers on WhatsApps. We are all on WhatsApp. Yeah. Our cameras are opened. But you have the liberty of closing your camera. And then at that moment, you close your camera, you are busy responding, I am praying. I'm in a prayer session. Responding to all these. And then the next thing you know, somebody sent a link on one of these, and then you have gone, drifted to that link.
Yeah, yeah.
And I hear Muruti talking about self-control, that we need to build that and being intentional about it. Mapule says, praise God, I'm addicted to radio pulpit. Always. Kiranimo, aki filo, kiranimo, kiemimo. Memulele keng in Kroonstad. Hello, mama. Hello, my queen. And she says, morning, queens. Good to hear from you, Mema Shecho. Sbongile. And then she says, Bongile, too much of anything, no matter how good it is, it's become poisonous. If we could use 50% of that time in his presence, the world would be a better place. Sure. Yeah. May God help us. Hey, may God help us to do that. And when Mamulele King is saying this, I'm reminded of the 10 virgins and the 5. They were not ready. And so many of us, we are like the 5. Our lamps are half full, and we are living in the last days. We need to be intentional about everything that we do, because he can come at any time. Matlokomelo Lucy says, time for praying, reading word of God is very important. So using social media too much, you will fail to do it. And I saw Zelna. I guess Zelna, if that message is for us, or if it's for Janine. But she wrote Bible plan. I know there are family members who asked for a Bible plan from Janine. But she wrote Bible plan, and I think that's what we need. Bible plan. Yeah. And plan and be intentional, because at the end of the day, we won't do it. I find even couples are affected, Murut. Marriages are affected. We are on a date, but we are talking to the world and not with the ones we are on a date with.
Yeah, that's so true. You go out with your children to have lunch, but while sitting there, everybody's on the phone. So what's the point of gathering and sitting around the table and paying so much money?
You know,
and yet you don't even talk.
You know, there's a story in my family. One of my cousins paid for a trip at the school for the children. Okay, I'm coming back to that. Hi, family. How are you?
Hi, this is Bongi there. Mama Shu. No, I'm going to respond to what you said. You can see the part. There's only one thing I'm going to constipation. Is you're going to go.
Yes, I wanted to say that. Ngas bamba. Thank you so much. Not the word. The word is perfect. You can do it over and over and stay there. Thank you, Mabunkosi. Mabunkosi says, you can stay on the word of God for as long as you want. It's never poisonous at all. So I said to him, I wanted to say that, but I kept my cool. I was like, okay, let me keep quiet. So it means it had to be said. So my cousin says, I paid for my daughter's road trip at school. And so he's like, so how was the road trip? Were you, because during our times, we had yogurt in there, juice, itombolo, dumpling, chicken. Then we'd be singing in the bus. Everybody would be happy. We are going to Soweto from Pretoria and singing in the bus. So the father's like excited. So how was it? And the child said, no, dad, you're so giving out your age. We were all putting our headphones. We were all on. I'm not going to mention the. And the father was like, what kind of generation is this? And
it's so true.
And this is how we are also raising our children. But we need to be intentional. So how do we also include our children in this? Because we have taught them, as you said, When they are 2 years old, we even give them the phone, and we are so marveled that, yo, they know how to open the phone on their
own. Yes. We're so proud.
She is so smart. She's intelligent, born into technology. It's beautiful. I give Prosper my phone and he knows what to do with it. It's just my son is so bored. He doesn't like screen time. So I praise the Lord for that. But now there are parents who don't have that, whose children will just open, go, and for hours. As long as he's on the phone and he's quiet, they don't even care where he's at. They know he's somewhere on the phone. Then he's fine. So we started it. How do we then now bring the word into their lives, as we are also bringing the word into our lives, as we are now changing and becoming intentional? Where do we begin?
I think we need to sit and, it says we must teach them diligently to our children and shall talk of them when we sit at home and when we walk. We need to educate our children the importance of prioritizing and also setting limits. It is important. Even if children don't cheerfully agree to the time or to the limits, the time limit parents set, it then becomes the responsibility of the parent to explain to their own children why they need boundaries when it comes to technology. You need to explain. You don't just take the gadget and you don't explain. You need to sit with them. The Bible says we need to teach them diligently and shall talk to them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down and you rise up. So it is our children. It is our responsibility to instill values in our children, to teach them the importance of prioritizing, to teach them the importance of boundaries, to teach them the importance of setting time aside for every activity under the sun. Because the Bible says there is time and a season for every activity under the sun. So you can't be on the phone for 24 hours. There's a time and a season for every activity. What other activities do your children have? And consider the post-screen activities. What other post-screen activities are your children engaged in? Do they have the extramural activities? When they go for those extramural activities, obviously the phone needs to be off because they are busy playing netball, they are busy swimming, do they even have those? Because sometimes as parents, we deprive our children to have extramural activities because then now there's a cell phone that can occupy their time. But it is important that we teach our children life skills on how to survive and also to stay fit and to be physical, because then our children become a couch potatoes, because every time that they spend it on the couch just watching the screens. When do they get time to exercise? Do we even encourage them to go and exercise and tell them the benefits of exercising, and taking their health seriously, because health is your most important commodity here on earth. Because if you don't invest in your health now, you're going to pay for medication later. Do you want that to happen to your children? So prioritize and teach and instill important values in our children. The thing is, as parents, we expect these things to be automatic, because some of us, we never had that relationship with our parents where we have to spend time discussing the importance of why we do things. We had our parents forcing us to do things and not explaining, and it was okay. But for now, our children, they are curious. They will ask you, why do you want me to do this? I want to believe that you give them enough explanation, they then understand what you mean, and they will take that and your advice.
How I see your message, but it's very long. I don't think we have time. How? Because
Morning, family. I feel like I should interlude for the young people, the younger generation there. It's 2024 and we do everything on the phone. It's not just, social media. We don't only do social media. I, for one, am an online teacher. I do my business online. Everything that I do is basically online. My Bible is online. So it's digital at least. If I were to say that there's something wrong with us using gadgets. I mean, that would not be true at all. Gadgets do help us. They're very good. They just need you to know how to use them. For example, your cell phone has a built-in do not disturb function. I think every smartphone has that, a do not disturb function to prevent calls or texts coming in or messages coming in while you're busy reading the Bible, for example, or while you're streaming church online. I mean, these days we have the convenience of streaming church, you know. I, for one, last Saturday, for example, I was not able to go to church on Sunday, but I was able to stream the service. I stayed online for most of the service, and I was able to get the sermon. I did not miss anything as a result. So technology is not all bad. It's not all bad, and it's not fair to say that technology should be put away just because people don't know how to use it. So there are functions that you can do. You can silence some of your notifications. You can do a whole lot of things on your phone, as long as you know how to use it.
All right.
Thank you.
Khau, thank you so much for that. And I think Khau might have missed some parts at the beginning, because nobody said it's bad to use technology 100%. And the pros and cons, there are pros and cons. And also the people who are talking about the children, they were talking about small children who are addicted to social whatever that they watch, you know, your cartoons and all that they watch on their social media platforms. You are an adult. You know how to discipline yourself. You are intentional. How do you do it? Also for a young child. But also, I think next time, Khau, we need to come back. You need to come back, Khau, as well, and tell us, as the body of Christ, how do we discipline ourselves? Khau, you are so disciplined. You sound so disciplined. I would like to interrogate that more. Muruti, should we engage her again? I think we need to engage that again and come back. But thank you so much. And our time is so up. Shalom Jay says, sometimes part of teaching them is to let them experience the consequences of whatever they choose to do. I did all that is suggested till they were 12. After I took a hands-off approach by just supervising and letting them to suffer the negative of their choices. Ish. Ooh. All right. I'm just going to say that. Murut, we love you so much. We have to come back. Khau, thank you so much for that. I'd really, really like to engage you with Pastor Miriam next time. We need a comeback very soon. We need a comeback very soon.
We'll definitely do that.
I'm signing out. Love you, Ma. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Be blessed. Bye-bye.
And I love the family. I wish we had more time to engage. But if you'd like to be in contact with Muruti, 082-391-1318, 082-391-1318. I'm going to love you and leave you here. And we are going to say hello to Dramini Yanni Belson on Perspective. Shalom, Jay. We are coming back for that one as well.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.